Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback LaTanya, where your voice can be heard.
God, I am so sorry, y'all. I did not know that Radio Angel was putting me on air. I was just chilling in the studio. That song just resonates in my mind. It's in my spirit today. I get joy, joy, joy. Oh, no. Let me stop. I got joy in my soul when Jesus made everything right. You ever wake up in the morning and just there's a song that just comes out of you? You're not an artist. You don't have no Grammy awards, but God gives you a song. So that's my song this morning. You know, Kim over here laughing at me, but it's only me. It's Kim, Minister Kim here. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you all for joining us today on this beautiful Saturday. It's always beautiful when I'm embraced with such wonderful people. So it is truly an honor and blessing to be back here on air with you on this Saturday morning. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to chime in to a dose of hope, inspiration with Minister Kim. Lady LaTanya is still on vacation. She's still out for the count. I got to make sure she's coming back. We didn't get no resignation letter, so I know she's supposed to be coming back. We're going to have to call her up. We might have to put her on blast one of these days and call her up while we're on the show. All right now, so if y'all hear from Lady LaTanya, please let her know that she is wanted over here on Voices of Hope Radio. Well, we have an awesome, awesome show lined up for you today. I'm excited. I met this young lady through Radio Angel, and it's such a pleasure. She was a blessing. Amen. The conversation that we had in the green room was super, super fabulous. I love it. You're going to love her. Her name is Joy Grant. Amen. She's an author. She is empowerment. She's a mom. She's a motivational speaker. She's a coach. And she has this awesome, awesome event that's coming up on October 14th. It's called Creating Your Own Lane. I can't wait for you to hear from Joy Grant. We come back on Voices of Hope Radio. This is Minister Kim. We'll be back because Radio Angel is about to take us high, and we're about to ride this train. We're going to stop at LaTanya's house. We'll be back.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it. So I'm gonna put a
Welcome back. Welcome back. I am so excited once again to be with you this morning. This is Minister Kim, and we have with us today Joy Grant. As an author, coach, and motivational speaker, she likes to ignite the thoughts, reshape the minds, and shift the time in those who come to hear her, right? Her audience, those that we call you. You are her audience today, and I'm super, super excited because she's definitely here this morning to ignite your thoughts. I love that. We got to wait till we get on. Good morning, Joy. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. How are you? Thank you for having me on the show today.
You are welcome. I'm excited that our radio angel, Kim and Sutter, connected us, and even behind the green room, you shared some wonderful things that you're doing. You shared a little about yourself to me, and I thank you for your transparency. So if you could just let our audience know, who is Joy Grant? Please do the honors for me today.
Joy Grant is a motivational speaker, a mom, a nurse. She's part of law enforcement, and she's a part of women's empowerment.
Well, thank you, Joy, for all the service that you do. We appreciate you. Today, I want to talk about your upcoming event, which is called Creating Your Own Lane. And I know this is your second annual event. So I'm wondering, with all the stuff that you just named, amen, being in law enforcement, being a nurse, being a motivator, being a mother, being a coach, an author, amen. I don't know if you said that one, but you are an author. How did you have time to create this awesome event that I've heard about? So tell me, what stirred up you to creating this gift, and why the title Creating Your Own Lane?
Well, first, I'll explain the title of Creating Your Own Lane. I don't know if I mentioned earlier, I'm also a domestic violence survivor, and when I was going through that troubling time, the person that I was with was trying to basically tear me down physically, mentally, emotionally, and certain things from my home were missing. They started coming up missing, the joy, the peace in my home, and I had to rebuild all of that back. So I also had to rebuild my finances, my faith, my family, my health, my education. So going through the situation, you know, at times, people were turning their back on me. You know, a lot of people had a lot of things to say. So I kind of had to rebuild myself up. I had to start my own lane. I had to rebuild my self-esteem, my self-confidence. So I came up with the thing Creating Your Lane because I believe there's other women out there that going through certain things, certain traumatic experiences, it lowers our self-esteem. And we need each other to build ourselves up. So I came up with Creating Your Own Lane to help women build their self up, build their foundation up with their faith, their finances, family, health, and education. So then I came up with this vision board event covering these five principles. So I have awesome speakers that are coming to talk about these five principles because I believe us as women need a sturdy foundation to be successful in life and successful in our business.
Also, so we talk about five principles. You talk about these awesome guests that you're going to have, these speakers that will speak to your audience. Tell us about a few of them and what they will be addressing.
Sure. My first speaker, she's called the Swap Queen. Her name is Odetta King. She will teach people how to stack their coins and talk about personal finances. She has this thing called swap. So basically mm-hmm. it's a way to save money because, you know, sometimes we go with high-end fashion. We buy items that we only put in our closet and wear one time. So she's asking during the event for everybody to bring an item out of their closet that you don't wear anymore, that you will not wear and bring it to the vision board workshop so you can swap it out for another gently used item, which will actually save you money because, you know, some of us spend $200-$300 on an item. We never wear the item again. So that's part of her her lesson of how to swap. My next speaker is Yardley Mesera. She's a wellness coach. She'll show she's teaching women how to eat organic food, how to cook organic food on the go. So she's going to be, she will be conducting a live demonstration on healthy eating and sound mind. My next speaker is Martine Myers. She will be speaking about how she created her own lane as a writer, an author, and creator of all things in her life by simply creating her own vision through multiple vision boards that she started in January of this year. She will also be discussing what a vision board is and how to create your own vision board. Then I have myself that will be talking about my group of creating your own lane, and where within the group I do self-esteem building, self-confidence, affirmations. We cover health and wellness, and affirmations. My last speaker is Mika Maguchi, and she's going to cover the faith component. So it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter what religion you have. She's just going to talk about how we should put our faith first, and through God that all things are possible. So in order to have a successful business, a successful life in general, then we have to put our faith first. And we
I'm saying you're absolutely right. Faith has to be the core of your being.
Actually, Mika is our first speaker to get the night started. So she's going to start off with the faith and the faith principles. We're going to end the night with the swap. So we're going to set up the back of the room as like a little boutique. Where everybody can go and swap their items in and come out with the item, as this is something like a store, per se. So we're asking everybody to also come and bring an item, if you can.
Like a thrift shop, but you're swapping out. No exchange of money, but of goods, which is great. And you're absolutely right. A lot of times we as women, which is a form of medicating, amen. We medicate, we stuff what's really going on. So we shop. We become shopaholics, amen. We don't necessarily need the items, but we just purchase it. We find legitimate excuses for buying it. And you're definitely right, because I have items in my own closet that I probably only want once. And I have stuff that were tagged on that I've never worn before. But in that compulsive state, I purchased something. It was beautiful, fabulous. It was going to be worn for an event, and I've even wore it. Something else came up that I wanted to wear. So you're right, we could definitely swap our belongings and give it to someone that really could need it, and you are saving money. So I definitely like what your concept is, and it's so important for us to continuously empower one another. Because it doesn't always have to be domestic violence. When we talk about the different stages and types of abuse, it doesn't always have to be like that. It could be just simply peer pressure. And when I say simply, I'm not saying it in a form that peer pressure is not prominent, that it has many factors can cause someone to want to take their life. No, I'm not saying it as mediocre, like, oh, it's okay. No, I'm saying that even something as peer pressure that can cause a woman, an adult, to have low self-esteem because she doesn't feel qualified, she doesn't feel equal, she doesn't feel connected to a certain group of individuals because she doesn't meet the criteria. So, again, you are wearing on someone's image, self-esteem, and self-confidence. You can have an employee that always belittles you, never feel that you are valuable, educated to perform the work. So you're always striving to become an overachiever. So that abuse, women who deal with self-esteem issue, confidence, is across the board in every aspect of our life. So I'm really excited to know that there is an event that's coming up October 14th that you'll be having right here in New York, right?
Yes, in Brooklyn.
Right, that you will be able to empower one another. When we come back, we talked about a little bit. We really didn't talk about it. You just really like, okay, I went through my own domestic violence and I felt like I had to revamp myself, you know, to gain my power back, because exactly what you were doing. And then you created this awesome group. You shout out to all your speakers and what they're doing, and that's awesome. But we want to get to the meat now. Now I want to get to the meat, the core of you as a woman, as a mother that wears various hats. You talk about affirmation. So I want to know, what keeps you upbeat? What keeps you moving forward after all that you've gone through, that you haven't even shared here, but you know because you walked in those shoes. So when we come back on the Voice Hope, let's talk to Joy and see what inspires Joy, what motivates Joy. We'll be back on Voices of Hope with Joy Grant right here. Stay tuned.
You want to answer that, don't you? I bet it's just killing you seeing the soft glow just inches away. Someone wants to tell you something or ask you something. Oh, come on, answer it already! Just so we're clear, that wasn't my fault. Next time, ignore your inner voice. Don't text and drive. A message from Florida's Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents.
Domestic violence is often more than just physical abuse. It encompasses sexual, emotional, economic, and psychological violence. Initially, identifying the signs of any abusive relationship can be difficult, especially if the abuser uses subtle tactics to gain power and control. It is very common for survivors to recognize the beginning of the abuse as the first time the abuser hit them, but really through the cycle of violence may have started early on in the relationship. Perpetrators tend to be charming and very convincing when exerting power and control tactics. However, understanding common occurrences or patterns in an unhealthy relationship and being able to begin an informed conversation is a major step to healing and helping others to remove themselves from any harm. Welcome back. I just wanted to give you that message. You have to recognize when you are in an unhealthy relationship. You have to recognize that you have to gain control again. Because if not, your perpetrator, the abuser, will have the upper hand and they will continue to abuse you, whether it's sexually, emotionally, economically, or psychologically. And the worst abuse is psychological and emotional. Here with us today, we have Joy Grant. She shared a little bit about her history of domestic violence. Now, as an author, a motivational speaker, she is talking to women, encouraging them how to regain their power, how to create their own lane. She has this awesome event coming up on October 14th, right in the heart of Brooklyn. We don't want you to miss it. So, Joy, before we went to break, I talked about wanting to know more of you going into that next layer, going deeper, you seem to be able to inspire and ignite women to regain their power and to recreate, to reshape themselves by owning their own lane. Once they create it, it's important for them to own it. And one of the tools that you use is vision boards. And I'm very familiar with vision boards. But for me, I know that it's easy to motivate someone even when you're at your lowest. So as a giver, because you are a caregiver, you're a nurse, you work in the law enforcement, so you give in service. You give to others. You protect others, right? So what does Joy give to Joy? How does Joy take what she pours out and give back to herself?
That's a good question, Kim.
Well, I know you have a good answer. Oh, wait, I'm over here choking, guys. Okay, I'm back. Thank you, Radio Angel, for my water.
I start my day off and I end my day with prayer.
Okay.
That keeps me grounded. Every morning I get up, I get up before everyone in my house gets up. I find a quiet place in my house. I read my Bible for about maybe 8 to 10 minutes. I meditate after that. I pray and I start my day, and that keeps me. That fulfills me. That's my morning breakfast.
Wonderful.
I open my day the same way. I can say that's really what keeps me grounded. That keeps a smile on my face and keeps me going.
Awesome. But for some of our listeners who are not there yet when it comes to their spiritual walk, right?
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
First, I would say to them, start. You have to own your truth.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend getting a journal. And, you know, write it out. You know, stop talking to people. Because, you know, we have a tendency, we tell our girlfriends, we tell our family members whatever's going on, good or bad. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I say get a journal, write it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that clears your mind. You know, you don't have other people on their opinion and, you know, clouding your judgment. And to me, that led me to talk to God, eliminating
mm-hmm.
everything else, putting it in a journal. Because before I lost my faith at you know, go through the course of this. And I started writing letters to myself, writing letters to the person, not giving it to the person, but in order for me to move on, me to an aha moment. Say, you know what, you have to turn this over to God. If you clear your mind and you quit clutter, I should say, that leads you in the right direction. That leads you
mm-hmm.
in the right path. And that led me to my faith, to strengthen my faith, I should say, with God.
Mm-hmm.
I started sitting down, quiet time, getting out, cleaning my house out of the clutter, to get focused, to realize what's going on. I advise everyone, you know, start writing, stop talking to people, look to yourself, find yourself first. That helps.
When you say stop talking to people, can you explain more in depth? Because you are a motivational speaker, so you'll be hired for consultations and for someone to be mentored by you, so they have to have conversation with you. So you're saying, you know, stop having conversation. What do you mean by that? Let's be more specific, because I want to make sure that our listeners will understand exactly what you're saying, because I get what you're saying. I really do. It's important to govern your ears.
Yeah. Let me just clarify that. What I mean, I'm talking about your girlfriend, your BFF.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going through whatever it is, issues at work, mm-hmm. relationship issues, issues with your kids, whatever your situation is. Stop telling your BFF, your best friend, or the neighbor. We have a habit of sharing information, too much information. Sometimes your BFF doesn't have your best interest at heart. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I'm not saying that that shoe fits everyone. But then they have an opinion. And I always say, if somebody hasn't been in your shoes, that you have to use their opinion with a fine-tooth comb, because then you take in what they're saying and then you start analyzing what they're saying, you're analyzing what you're going through, and it clouds your judgment.
Mm.
So in order for you to see clearer, I always say, you know, take a minute of what you're sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you consume, you're already consuming something. You're going through something, you know, regardless if it's at work, you know, a coworker, your supervisor, and then now you're listening to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're
mm-hmm.
consuming what they're telling you, you're taking in what they're telling you, and you're already consuming what you're going through already. So now this clouds mm-hmm. your judgment, because now you're shuffling in your mind all these things, good or bad. And I always say it takes 13 positive things just to get rid of one negative thing.
Wow.
Everybody else is saying. This is, you know, this is how affirmations kind of come into play as well. So, you know, perfect example, if I'm telling my girlfriend, you know, my supervisor, whatever it is, my supervisor gave somebody else this position, I think I deserve the position. Now you consume yourself with this all day. And then now
mm-hmm.
my BFF is like, well, you know what, maybe they didn't deserve it. Why you didn't get it? So now all day, this is what I'm consuming myself with.
Mm-hmm.
All this energy. Versus if you take a journal, you write it down, you know, and when you strengthen your faith, you put this in God's hands. Let God handle it. Then you don't, you're not clouding yourself with this. You know, I always say be around like-minded people. Start being around people that encourage you. Be around more positive people. People that are feeding you positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I mean by watching who you talk to. I would say more so naysayers. You know, if
mm-hmm.
you're around positive people, like-minded people, and I'm coming to you saying, you know what, my boss today, you know, he picked somebody else, a positive person, if you have positive people, I say you tried. Somebody would say, don't worry about it. It's not your time. That wasn't meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
Meant for you, nobody can't take that from you. So you always have to watch who you're talking to. So that's what I mean by, you know, be careful of who you share certain information with. And that
mm-hmm.
also comes into play of having positive people around you, like-minded
mm-hmm.
people, people that are doing the same thing that you're doing, because the only thing they can do is uplift you.
Right. And the key thing, like you said, is, and I got what you meant by that, being mindful of who you share, you know, about talking to everyone, because not only that you don't know who to trust or who you should expose that information to, but the devil listens to what you're talking about. You know, he listens to your every word, your every whine, your every complaint, and he throws more fire in the pan. So you have to be very mindful. Everything is not for publicity. You know, everything is not for a story to be told. And I am one to say tell your story, but it's in due time. You don't want to tell your story immaturely when it's not complete. You know what I'm saying? You want it to be complete. You want it to be right. You want the right audience, because you want your story to be able to be an encourager, an inspiration, something for that individual. I want you to leave my presence and take away something, something that's going to activate your life, something that's going to transform your life. So it's important that you're mindful of that. You know, my thing, I think 5 years ago, I kept watching my ear gates. Like, I was like, there's just too many voices in my head. No, I'm not schizophrenia, y'all, but I just felt like everyone had an opinion, and I couldn't hear myself. You're right. I was like my mind, I was clustered. Like I was like, should I think this? Should I do this? And I had to detox my mind from all those voices to get to the true voice that I needed to hear. So you're absolutely right. Yeah, coach, motivational joy. All right, now, when we come back on Voices of Hope, we're going to have more with Joy Grant right here. So don't change that dial. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio. This is Minister Kim. We'll be back.
What's up, everybody? I'm your man, Norris J. And right now, I want to start a movement, an INJ movement. You see, in this day and age, our world, NJ. Our universities, NJ. Our youth, NJ. Our government, NJ. INJ. I need Jesus. So when you wake up in the morning, say INJ. When you're at work, say INJ. Wherever you are, and you feel like you need Jesus, say INJ. And remember, INJ, UNJ, we all NJ. You heard it from NJ.
Welcome back. You still with us? This is Minister Kim right here on Voices of Hope Radio with our guest today, Joy Grant. You must save the day, October 14th, creating your own lane. Whether you deal with low self-esteem, low self-worth, or you might even know that you're dealing with it, but you need to have a focal point. You need to be purpose-driven. You need to create your own vision board. This is the environment that you need to be in. She has a wonderful panel that is going to minister, that's going to teach, going to train, and help you get where you ought to be. It is so important that you create your own lane. It's so important that we see you shine. So guess what? Save the date, get your ticket, and definitely be in the building. And let Joy know that you heard about Joy, her, as well as the event right here on Voice of Hope Radio. Joy, back to you, because you said so much. We talked about, you know, having those conversations and having so many conversations, whether it was your BBF, BFF, or, you know, is your coworker that you've gotten close with. It can be sometimes your spouse, actually. You know, just be careful. All that pillow talk, sometimes some things you got to reserve, right? But I want to talk about something that you said, because I've never heard this, so I would like for you to elaborate on this. You said, for one negative word, it takes 13 affirmations to abort that one. OMG. Now, where did you come up with that number? Have you put it into practice? Like, come on, talk to me, Joy.
Okay, Kim, it's for every negative, for one negative thought or action, it takes 13 positive thoughts or actions just to get rid of that one negative thought. I put it into action. I used to get up every morning, I have a routine, and I would listen to Hezekiah Walk in the morning. I would listen to, what is his name, Marvin Sapp every morning on the radio. And someone would call me and change my mood, change everything that was going on. And I'm struggling during the day to get that. And I would think to myself, well, geez, okay, how do I get this?
But I can't hardly hear you. This we having a bad connection, Joy.
I'm sorry, Kim. I don't know, Liz, you couldn't hear me.
Well, started over when I heard you talking about Hezekiah Walker and Marvin Sapp. Be right there.
Okay, so every morning on my way to work, I would listen to Marvin Sapp, Hezekiah Walker. And before I would go to work, before I made it to my destination, which was work, I would get a phone call. And it would just upset my day. Now I'm in a rut all day. I'm trying to get the momentum back. And it took half the day for me to get the momentum back, the same way that I started off before, my phone call or whatever, if somebody said something. So I started writing down positive things. And it took about 13 positive things or actions just for me to get rid of that one thing, that one negative thought or action that occurred. So I said, okay, you know what? I gotta incorporate this in my everyday life, because if somebody comes to you, they say something to you, it messes with your psyche a little bit. You know, you think about this all day, and it doesn't immediately go away. Then you add on to it. I always say it's like throwing bricks in your backpack if you have a backpack on. It weighs you down.
I love it. Throwing bricks in your backpack. Yes. If you don't have a backpack, you got a pocketbook.
Yes. I'm sorry if you got a pocketbook. So I started writing down positive things. I put them on sticky notes. I started putting them on index cards. And I said the backpack because at the time I was in school when this came about. So I carried a
backpack. Oh, that's okay, because some people, I carry a backpack. I'm in school too. I'm a student.
So I started, if it was a negative thing, I would just whip out the index card, or if I'm in my home, I have the sticky notes. That's why I said, what was her name? What is it? Mary Jane? When I saw all the sticky notes, I was like, oh, okay, you know what? I'm not the only person to do this. But I would start walking around my house. So as I'm walking around my house, I have sticky notes everywhere, and I read them. You know, even when I'm having a good day, just to refuel, I read everything around my house. I have my children doing it as well. You know, and it's simple things like I am blessed and highly favored. That's my favorite one. I'm prosperous. I'm a conqueror. It's different things to get rid of that one negative thing. And it's, sometimes it's hard to avoid negative thoughts or negative actions. You know, sometimes it's from other people. Sometimes, so I just keep positive things around me. And I read them throughout the day.
Wow, it's amazing that you said that, and I was going to ask you, because you was reading my mind, what are some of your favorite affirmations, because I do believe when you start knowing the power of words and you put them in practice, then you become, you know, like they some become your favorite, right? They become your motivator. So on this week, like I said, I'm a student now, and I saw these little rocks, and they had faith, believe, hope, and I purchased them, and I have them in my sink. So every time I wash my hands, brush my teeth, or just in the sink, when I look down, I'm being read positive affirmations. When I go in the kitchen, I've had these magnets for over 3 years. It's the same words, you know, faith, believe. So these are the areas that I frequent, the kitchen and the bathroom, so I'm constantly being reinforced. I'm constantly being regenerized. I'm constantly being fueled up, like you said, because we need that, and it's so important as you're speaking that we understand the importance of being fueled up with positive sayings, messages, songs. So you talked about Hezekiah Walker, you talked about Marvin Sapp, you know, whoever it is, you know, you have to find things, tools to incorporate in your life so that you can keep it forward. You want to keep moving forward. So I'm just having a good time. I'm really am. So you're having this event, we're going to have some positive affirmations, we're going to be doing vision boards. How important it is for someone to create their vision board?
It is extremely important to create a vision board. I believe, you know, we all have goals, we all have dreams.
Mm-hmm.
To me, if it's not written down, it's not a goal. It's not. It has to be written down. You have to see it. You know, we have a lot of things go through our minds during the day. So if you have a goal, whatever the goal is, it could be, you know, something simple to lose 10, 20 pounds. You know, if it's in your mind, it goes by, you forget about it. That, okay, you know
mm-hmm.
what, I forgot eating bread. Oh, I forgot I'm not eating potatoes, because you actually have to see it. It has to be visible. You know, so a vision board, you know, you don't just make a vision board and throw it behind your sink or you throw it behind the refrigerator. You hang it somewhere in your home where you can see it. So every day that you're walking by, you notice this, and you're like, oh, my goodness, you know what? Let me get back to this. You know what? I have to complete this. Whatever your goal is, I have to complete this. Oh, you know what? You're not putting it off. I think vision boards
mm-hmm.
are very important. Everything that I have accomplished and achieved is from a vision board. And before I even knew a vision board was called a vision board, I would write down, you know, when I was in nursing school, I would write down each semester until graduation, and I would put the year, I would put the classes, I would put the grades by it, and I was
mm-hmm.
thinking, I was putting it in the Bible. I didn't know nothing about putting it on a board. And every day, I open my Bible, I read my Bible, so I was looking at it every day. You know, I put all A's. Of course, I didn't get all A's. You know, I adjusted accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
When I learned about vision boards, and I'm putting the pictures up, if it doesn't happen, you know, I'm working on my bachelor's. If it didn't happen in the time, like I would put the year, only I would do is just adjust it. You know, everything
mm-hmm.
doesn't happen in our time, you know. So you have to adjust it. You know, you can't lose the faith. But vision boards are extremely important. They get us, to me, they get us from point A to point B.
Wonderful. Excellent day. When we come back, we would like to have your information so that our viewers can definitely connect with you so they could be a part of your upcoming event on October 14th. When we come back on Voices of Hope, we definitely going to give you the information so that you can definitely get a ticket where you can come to this awesome Creating Your Own Lane event. Create your own vision board. Guess what? It'll take you from one point to the next, A or B. We'll be back. Welcome back. A vision board is a tool used to help clarify, concentrate, and maintain focus on a specific life goal. Literally, a vision board is any sort of board on which you display images that represent whatever you want to do. That word, whatever, whatever your heart desires, write it down. The Bible lets us know that you have to have a vision, and you have to make it plain. Guess what? Get a vision board. Them boards are a dollar. Go to the 99-cent store. Start out small and build from there. But you have to start somewhere. And why not start today, especially on October 14th with Joy Grant, her annual event, Creating Your Own Lane. Joy, it's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed you. I enjoyed you in the green room, and I definitely enjoyed you right here with us this morning. I appreciate you. I thank God that you have created your own lane, and I thank God that you are in a season to give back to others. How can our listeners, our viewers, our family and friends connect with you today?
You can connect with me on Facebook. I have a Facebook group, which is Creating Your Lane.
Uh-huh.
We're actually doing doing a 3-day affirmation challenge, a free 3-day affirmation challenge if you join the group. On Instagram, it's create_your_lane.
Uh-huh.
If your listeners want to attend the vision board party, they can go to Eventbrite at creatingyourlane.eventbrite.com.
Okay, y'all got that right. Creating Your Lane. You can get your ticket on eventbrite.com. We want to thank you so, so much. Please remember that our doors are always open to you, amen, to share whatever you're doing as you continue to inspire and ignite others to regain, amen, their lane. God bless you, Joy.
Starting a nonprofit is an exciting experience. It gives you an opportunity to turn your passion for giving and serving others into a reality. However, starting a nonprofit also comes with a lot of challenges. Many organizations fail before they launch by not knowing how to set up their organization correctly. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the IRS tax-exempt paperwork to start a nonprofit, register your charitable organization, or even if your status has been revoked. Let our professional staff do the work for you. We are helping nonprofits run like for-profits. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at thenonprofitcoach.org or by calling 240-547-8780.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Minister Kim, your host for today. Amen. We want our train ride, and I didn't catch it to LaTanya yet. But I'm going to find her. I'm going to find her, and I'm going to bring her back. I'm going to bring her back because I know y'all guys miss her. I miss her as well. What an awesome show with Joy Grant right here in our tri-state Brooklyn, shouting you out from the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. I'm excited that you were able to tune in this morning. I'm excited that you will be joining Joy at our upcoming event on October 14th, which is called Creating Your Own Lane. It's important for you to create your own lane. It's important that you create some affirmations to hold you down, to feed your soul. It's definitely important for us to come together and lift one another up. We're going to go to the second part of our show where Radio Angel take over the mic, and I'm excited to hear what's happening in our community right here on Voices of Hope Radio. We'll be back.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. What's going on, family? This is Radio Angel, and you are in the section where we talk about what's going on in the community. What's going on in your community? What's going on in our community? What's going on in the community? Listen, a lot of little people, students have already went back to school. Wow. Man, they're making these kids go back to school kind of early these days. August, they made them go back to school. I just can't take it. Well, anyway, let's talk about what's going on in the community. First and foremost, I just want to let y'all all know, not that y'all have not been paying attention, but for those who have been not going to our website, I need you to go to our website. Why? Because it's brand new. I mean brand new. Banking, brand new, bright colors, wonderful things. You can put your name in the birthday shout-out corner there. Do it all. But make sure you stop by our website. That's at themorningglory.org, themorningglory.org. Listen, you've supported our community so much. We want to be able to support your community. So if anything's happening in your community and you want to get out to our listeners, make sure you send us an email at info@themorningglory.org. info@themorningglory.org. All right, let's see what's going on in the community. Women on the Rise, September 9th. See, this is a good thing about having a, your website and having all your stuff on the website. Yes. You just click buttons, pictures appear, and I could just read from them. Just read from them. I just want y'all to know that I'm delaying that because my computer is not bringing up the information the way I want it to. So, we're going to just talk a little bit. Listen, so, Women on the Rise, they have an event. It's taking place September 9th. September 9th. Yes, it is all about building your business. Listen, you don't have to be a woman to come to this event, but you do have to just come to the event. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to our website, themorningglory.org, our Facebook page, The Voices of Hope, and you'll get more information on exactly is that. Now, I know there was a picture of business. We've been promoting that bad boy, but I don't know if anybody took a heed on it because we've been promoting it. It's been on our website. It's been on our Facebook pages. So if you didn't take advantage of it, shame on you. Shame on you. So remember, save the date, September 9th. They're having their fourth annual forum and expo. All information that you need is on our website. Did I mention that? That was themorningglory.org, themorningglory.org. Let's see. So, as you all know, PIP Women Rock hosts an event every September, an evening of chocolate, strawberries, and this year's theme was, or should I say is, salsa dancing. Well, I need to put a pin in that because that event has been postponed till February 2018. Please note, please make sure you govern yourself properly, as they say in church. So that event will not be taking place on September 29th. However, on that same day, as I go to my trusty dusty right here, hit the button, let's see what's going on. See, this is what I like. This is what I like. So, but on that same day, let me get to the flyer. This is what happens when you got technology. Technology. But on that same particular day, Miss, or should I say First Lady, Lynette Cooper is hosting a women's conference, Mind, Body, and Soul Conference 2017, being hosted by First Lady Lynette Cooper. This is taking place the whole weekend of September 29th. So you have September 29th, you have September 30th, and you have October 1st. I forgot. September only has 30 days there. Anyway, the cost for this is $75. That cost will actually cover you for the whole conference for all 3 days. This conference is taking place here in New York. There is going to be a Friday and Saturday event, and that's going to take place at Kingdom Life Temple right here in the Bronx. But on Saturday, they will be going to New Jersey for a woman's luncheon. And this $75 ticket, the price of the ticket covers all 3 days. Yay! Super happy about that. Also, what we are going to be having in September, no, we won't be having that in September. November 11th and 12th, we have Unlock Your Dream. See, I love the fact that we have all of this on our website, so that you can always go there and visit. Yay. Yes, absolutely. So, mark your calendars, November 11th and 12th. We are having Unlock Your Dreams 2017, honoring and highlighting Black Brilliance. And Saturday, they're having their Black Wall Street, and they're also having their Author Roundtable Spotlight. And on Saturday, they're also having their award ceremony conference. And Sunday, I Am Black Brilliance banquet will be taking place. All information is located on our website, themorningglory.org, themorningglory.org. Please note that if you have anything that's going on in your community, we want you to be able to contact us at the, info@themorningglory.org. info@themorningglory.org. I'm trying to find one more thing to tell you about, but my computer is acting slow. You know what this means? I'm going to have to go back to pen and paper. I want to also remind each and every one of you that on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we have Breakfast for Your Soul with Minister Kim E. Underwood. This takes place at 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 641-715-3630. And the secret code number to get in is 100-399-7#. And for all our moms, God moms and regular moms and auntie moms and cousin moms, we have something special just for you. Praying Moms Prayer and Bible Study. We have it every Monday from 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number is 218-862-9377. Access number is 9874#. Just join us on our website. I say that a lot, don't I? Because I want y'all to see it. I want y'all to see how pretty it is. Just join us at themorningglory.org. Themorningglory.org. You can get all the information or join us on Facebook at Voices of Hope Radio. Everyone have a phenomenal Saturday. And guess what? I'll see you here at the same bat channel, the same bat time, next Saturday and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Family, later.
Welcome back. Thank you so much, Radio Angel, for a wealth of information. If you have an upcoming event or something that you would like to share with us that you believe that will ignite us, inspire us, please send us an email at info@themorningglory.org. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Voices of Hope Radio and follow us on Twitter. We got a Twitter page. Thank you, Tracy from the Brownstone. Ah, man, we got some exciting things prepared for you. OMG, we coming up on 9 years. Are you excited? Because we definitely are. We couldn't do this without you. We're going to have such an awesome time. September 8th, remember, we're going into our ninth season right here on Voices of Hope Radio with your girl, Minister Kim. And we have a new team. We're doing some wonderful things. Amen. So we definitely want you to tune in and check us out. And before we leave today, I just want to seek God's face and thank Him for all that He has done, all that He continues to do. I want to pray for your life. I pray that God will cover you, even in this season that you're in, where you're going in your season. I pray right now that you will endure to the reward. I pray that you will praise God like never before. I pray that you will wake up fullness of joy, lay down in peace, knowing that God is with you and that He will sustain you. I believe God. I trust God for your life, and we touch and agree with every desire of your heart as you create your own lane, as you be authentic and tell your story to save someone else. We thank God for you. God bless you, and have a wonderful week, and enjoy the rest of your summer. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.